Hey there, I'm Kurt Mullen, and I'm really grateful that you have clicked this button because I'm excited to tell you about, well, I've got a storytelling class that's coming up February 22nd, Monday nights, 5 weeks, 7 to 8:30 on Zoom. And I've been doing this for close to a year now, and I'm just letting you know, I just wanted to tell you a quick story about why I'm doing this. Going back 2 years, I get a call from a friend. Her name is Kate. She lives in the D.C. area, and she is married to one of my greatest friends in the world, a friend from college. His name is Smitty. And so the night before, she says, Smitty and I went last night to a storytelling show in D.C., and Kurt, I couldn't stop thinking about how you should try this. Like, you love stories, and I could totally see you doing this. I mean, these people are up on stage telling these personal stories, and sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're deep. And I was just thinking, wow, I didn't say this. I didn't really know what to say, but I was flattered. You know, I really value Kate's opinion on things. But I'm also thinking, like, does she not know? Like, it's really nice for her to think that way about me, but does she not understand that I don't do public speaking? I mean, I can go all the way back to my 20s when I was still going to a lot of weddings, and there was always this moment at these weddings where people, oftentimes they were like friends of mine, who would get up and give a toast. And, you know, sometimes people would be like, Kurt, why don't you get up and give a toast? I mean, you know these people really well. These people who are getting married, certainly there's something you could say or want to say. And maybe there's, you know, even, I don't know, why don't you give up? Well, I just never would. Public speaking was not for me. I never even asked why. I just decided that's not something I do. Okay. So what I would notice when that wedding was over, a day later, a week later, a month later, a year later, is that the world, it goes on with or without me. The world's gonna go on. Whether I choose to try to say a few things to, I don't know, try to like deepen the moment or get a laugh, and the world's gonna go on without me. Whether I want to leave my small mark on it or not, it's gonna. So, well, Kate calls me 2 years ago and, you know, she says, why don't you give this a try? And part of the reason the resistance in me is so strong with Kate on the phone is I know I'm going to have to think about her words. And, you know, about a week after that, I decide, you know, she's got a point. She makes me confront, like, why wouldn't I at least try this? And so I put together the story. I go into Boston. I get on stage in front of some people I don't know, and I tell the story. And when I get off that stage, as nervous as I had been, I feel this cascading thrill through my veins. And during intermission, sure enough, this woman I'd never met before comes up to me, and she says, I really liked your story. In fact, she says, I liked your story well enough that I think it actually could win the story slam. Well, I don't really see telling stories as a winnable thing. And it's good because I didn't win that story slam. But from that moment of getting on the stage, getting off the stage, making a connection with a stranger, I was hooked. I mean, I'd been on stage for 5 minutes telling a story and I'd seen no one look at their phones. I was like, storytelling, where have you been? Okay. So that's my story. I've been telling stories ever since. Of course, we're now in COVID. We're not really taking the stage right now, but there's a lot going on online, including my Monday night classes. And what happens in these classes is we break down what the best storytellers are up to, how they put together their stories, and some of the technique that's involved in it. And it's a carryover skill. It carries over to in all parts of our lives. It causes people to get listened to more closely. And it's just an excellent thing to be up to. So that's what I've got going on. And I want you to know before I sign off that when I hear my students tell their stories, I never stop marveling at how fast their progress is. And when they tell their stories, I sometimes think of new stories of my own. And I also see, even on Zoom, there's a connection between these people. And I like to think that there's a connection between these people, these students, and me. And that is a really real connection that I never plan to give up. So thank you so much for listening. And there's still spots available for my class. Would love to see you turn out. Bye-bye.